Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today I'm excited to present my piano jazz gift to you. What could be better than an hour of seasonal music with the wonderful Michael Feinstein? I've asked him to share some of his holiday favorites, and I understand he's also got a Yuletide surprise or two of his own. So curl up and enjoy this musical sleigh ride. Off we go, Michael.
Thank you, Marian. Well, there's no season like the holidays for bringing together friends and family. And it really warms my heart to be able to guest host this special program with you, the Piano Jazz family. It's really no wonder that our great American composers have written so many of the most memorable holiday tunes of our time. So I'm delighted to share quite a selection of these with you today. It's such a joy to be able to share all of this holiday music with you. I think that the songwriters of the Great American Songbook were particularly inspired by the winter holiday season, even though I have discovered that many of these famous Christmas songs were not at all written during December. For example, Let It Snow was written in July of 1945 in Los Angeles during one of the hottest days on record. Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn wrote that song because they were so darn hot, in the words of Cole Porter, too darn hot, that they wanted to write something chilly and cool. Well, it's been keeping people cool for many, many decades ever since. Speaking of Sammy Kahn, he was the guy who had more songs recorded by Frank Sinatra than any other songwriter. And Sammy certainly wrote his share of Christmas songs, including the Christmas Waltz, which he wrote with Julie Stein. But this one is written with Jimmy Van Heusen. It's Jimmy's most prolific collaborator, Sammy Kahn, and it's a song that was introduced by Bing Crosby in a movie that is called Say One for Me. And it's always been one of my favorite holiday songs, and I'd like to sing it for you now. It's called The Secret of Christmas.
Look at the happy people. Christmas is in the air. Well, I know the secret of Christmas, a secret I'm willing to share. It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years, not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring, or the merry song.
This next song is one that is performed by the one and only Fats Waller, the most extraordinary musician, the most amazing pianist to ever grace this earth. He sadly died in 1943 at the age of 39 from a heart attack. He lived life large in every way, and when you hear his records, there's just such incredible joy of living that exudes every moment of every note he ever played. And this is a 1936 recording that Fats and his Rhythm Makers recorded in Chicago, and it's called Swingin' Jingle Bells. Here's a piece that is very evocative of the season that was written by Claude Thornhill, who was a quite popular band leader in the 1940s, who wrote this Christmassy number, and it became his theme song. It's a song that was heard quite often all through the year, but it sounds best in the month of December. So now let's hear Claude Thornhill's Snowfall. One of the fixtures on the New York nightclub scene for so many years was John Wallowidge, who was a guy who wrote probably 1,000 songs, and one of the champions of his songs was Blossom Dearie. If you didn't go to hear John Wallowidge himself perform his songs, chances are that when you went to hear Blossom Dearie, she would always include something by Wallowidge. They were very good friends. Here is one of the most unusual Christmas songs that I've ever heard, called Liz, Ralph, and Calvin, performed by Blossom herself.
I'd like to see around my Christmas tree Liz and Ralph.
One of the great musical minds of the 20th century was Kay Thompson, who was for a period of her career behind the scenes and then very much on the nightclub scene with the Williams Brothers doing a historic and groundbreaking nightclub act that has just been chronicled in a new book on Kay that came out last month. Kay Thompson was a lady I was lucky enough to meet, and I just thought she was the most spectacular thing that had ever come along because she could do it all. She wrote amazing lyrics, beautiful music, was a concert pianist, did the most dazzling vocal arrangements that were heard at MGM Studios, and also did some very fine performances, many which have been lost to history. A man who was very influenced by Kay Thompson is Hugh Martin. In the mid-1940s, Hugh was under contract to MGM Studios with his collaborator Ralph Blaine and wrote a song that became a Christmas perennial. He had no idea that that's what was going to happen to it. As you shall hear in this piano jazz exclusive, it's an interview I made with Hugh Martin in 1994, and nobody has ever heard it till now.
Ralph said to me one day, "I haven't heard that Pretty Little Melody that you were working on a couple of days ago for a long time."
So this started as a melody without a lyric?
Yeah, I wrote the melody first. He said, "What happened to it?" I said, "I couldn't finish it. It started nice, but it couldn't finish it, so I threw it in the wastebasket." He said, "You what?" And I said, "I threw it in the wastebasket." And he said, "Which one?" And he began to claw through the wastebasket and found it, fortunately. And he said, "You've got to finish that. It's just too beautiful." And so I did finish it, and then wrote the lyric for it, and we submitted it to the studio, and Judy refused to sing it, quite wisely, because it was terribly sad. She said, "They'll think I'm a monster if I sing that to that little Margaret O'Brien. They'll think I'm a sadist."
And what was the lyric?
"Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It may be your last. Next year we may all be living in the past."
Mm.
"Have yourself a merry little Christmas, pop that champagne cork. Next year we may all be living in New York."
Mm.
I thought it was grand.
It certainly fit the plot well.
For the plot and everything. Judy said, "Uh-uh." And as I say, she was absolutely right. But I was, with the arrogance of youth, stubborn, and said I wouldn't change it. I said, "I'll write you another one." And she said, "Well, I wish you wouldn't. This is so pretty." And I said, "Well, I'll write you another one." But then Tom Drake took me aside and said, "Hugh, you are an ass. This could be a very important song, and you must not be stubborn. Now, come on. let's live in the real world. This is a terrific song, and you've just got to do a lyric that Judy will sing." So I did. God bless you, Tom Drake. Hmm. I sat down and wrote the one that's in the movie. And then years later, Frank Sinatra's manager called me and said he wanted to do it in an album called A Jolly Christmas. And he said that one line was a little sad for muddling through somehow for an album called A Jolly Christmas. Could you revise it a little bit? And I thought, oh, not many rhymes for owl and now. But suddenly the highest bough struck me, the shining star, and I was so glad I could come up with something he liked, and he recorded it that way. I don't know why there are two verses. I've forgotten why. I wrote two verses.
When the Steeple Bell Sounds, it's A.
That was the first one.
Don't play it in tune, but the welkin will
ring one day. And nobody knew what welkin was. Maybe that's why I rewrote it, because they said, we don't know what welkin is.
I don't know what it is.
It's the bowl of the heavens.
Oh.
And so I wrote the one, I suddenly thought of the Dickens Christmas Carol about Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, and I worked that in. I thought that was kind of nice.
I'd like for you to hear a little bit of Hugh himself performing this song. This is a recording he made in 2006 because he had never ever made a recording of the number, and you can hear how the composer himself plays it at the piano and sings a few phrases at the same time. Hugh Martin.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us, gather near to us once more.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.